Good afternoon from the Iroquois West Music Department. This is Brenda Minch. I'm going to try posting some posts to my blogs at the end of the day, a couple of times a week maybe just once a week. See if we can get the blog going that way. I'm using Audio Boo to make my recordings, so they'll be 5 minutes or less every time I record. This being the first day back from Christmas break, here at Iroquois West, we did a lot of reintroducing stuff today, and exciting stuff that went on was third grade started to take part in the Boomwhacker Mystery, which I've done with first grade. We use icons and boomwhackers, and I post up on the smart board a song, and they have to figure out what it is by working cooperatively as a team with me as a leader. Third grade is going to be doing a similar process, except for they will be using standard notation instead of iconic notation. They've been kind of reviewing that pretty heavily from the beginning of the year, so my hope is that they'll see the purpose in their activities. Today, they did a really good job of working through the first line and making sure they had reviewed all of the lines and notes correctly, so that's looking good. First grade started to work a little bit harder on a project that we've kind of been noodling around with all year long. It's an opera unit, and what I do is we started out by reading the story of Hansel and Gretel, and then we saw it online in a little play version. And today we played with an internet site where you got to hear some of the opera music, and they get to be the set designer and the costume designer and the choreographer by hitting little buttons on the screen. We see the story multiple times, and the last two times we've seen it have been related to the opera. One was a puppet show, and it had some of the songs from the opera in it, but they were in English, and this one is also some of the songs in English. My hope is that next week that we will begin to view the actual opera in German off of a DVD, and when I've done this in the past, usually the kids catch on pretty quickly what's going on. The reason I like to do it in German is, one, it's fun for them to hear another language, and two, it forces them to focus on what the music is trying to express. They have to watch what's going on the stage a little more closely because they can't understand what's going on in the opera. But then we usually pause it about every 5 minutes or so and talk a little bit about what's going on so that they can make that connection. And second grade is working heartily on a unit on the instruments. I have been using a website for that has a game where they go through a little safari and they have to collect all of the instruments. They love, love, love this game at this point in the year. It's something, that, again, that we kind of noodle throughout the year, but we're going to focus on it for the next month or two here. By this point in the year, I introduced it at the beginning of the year. About half the class has gone home and played the whole entire game, so they are just itching to tell their classmates exactly what's going to happen next, which is always fun to watch. We're done with the craziness of the Christmas concert, so we're kind of going to just relax a little bit. The next concert we have coming up is 50 Nifty, which isn't in until May, and that's just for third grade, and it's a lot more low-key. So the last half of the year, we kind of just really focus on good music education and making sure the kids understand what's going on and making sure that they love something about music by the end of the year. That's my goal. I wish I could say it was my goal to make sure everyone knew how to read every rhythm correctly. I have done that in my career. I have decided that it's not conducive to getting kids further into the program as they're older. So at this point in my career, my goal is to impart the joy of music onto kids. And sometimes that means we play boomwhackers a lot and we don't always use our singing voices nicely. And sometimes it means we focus wholly on singing and we don't use the boomwhackers very much. It depends on the class. And it depends partly on what time of day I see them. And it also depends on my mood, because if I'm not feeling the joy of music, there's no way they will be. So that's what's been going on the first day back from break, and we'll see what happens in the next week or so, and maybe we'll give you an update what's going on here at Iroquois West in the elementary music room. Thanks for listening.